中一同来敬拜、赞美、侍奉你。
Heavenly Father, we praise and thank you that we can worship you in your temple.
我们也渴慕神你宝贵的真理。
We also crave for your truth.
我们这个时候存谦卑的心在你的面前来领受你的话。
We come and receive your words with a humble heart.
我们将向天父祈求祷告奉耶稣的名。
We pray and ask for all these things in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen. 我们今天要思想的题目是这个不倒翁的这个精神哦。
Today's message is the spirit of tumbler.
刚才我们读的经文里边已经很清楚的给我们读到了关于施洗约翰他在人生的道路上他碰到了一个问题。
The scripture we have just read that clearly gives us a story about what happened to John the Baptist.
我们也知道施洗约翰呢他就是耶稣基督的先锋。
We know that John the Baptist is the forerunner for Jesus.
圣经说他是修治主道路的一位使者。
The Bible tells us that he was the messenger who made straight path for Jesus.
所以施洗约翰他向世人介绍耶稣就是上帝的羔羊是除去世人罪孽的。
So he introduced Jesus to the world that he is the one who came to remove the sins of the world and he is the Lamb.
施洗约翰自己 也见证说他就算是替耶稣解鞋带也是不配的。
He also testified that he is not even worthy to untie the shoes for Jesus.
所以他讲出了一句名言就是他说耶稣必定会兴旺但是他自己呢却要衰微。
So the famous word that came out of his mouth was, he must become greater and I must become less.
在圣经里边也让我们看到施洗约翰这个人他的个性比较刚烈。
We can see from Bible that character of John the Baptist is pretty strong.
他是有话直说的人。
He says whatever he thinks.
所以他曾经指使希律王抢夺了他自己弟弟的太太。
So one time he criticized King Herod that he has adopted his brother's wife.
所以希律王就找了一些理由来抓他关在监牢里边。
So King Herod, sent people went to John and captured him in the prison.
所以当时施洗约翰被关在监狱里边的时候
,When he was in the prison,
他就对耶稣的身份产生了一个怀疑。
He started growing doubts when he was in prison about the identity of Jesus.
他就开始感觉到耶稣啊我为了你呢竟然呢被关在监狱里边。
He was thinking that Jesus, I am in prison because of you.
那么你到底是不是那一位我们所要等候的救世主弥赛亚呢？
Are you that the really, Messiah that we've been waiting for?
为什么现在我在监狱里边受苦的时候却等你来救我你却没有来呢？
How come I'm here waiting for you to come and rescue me in the prison and yet you did not come?
所以约翰在监狱里边他就怀疑因此而让他失去了信心。
So he started growing doubts when he was in prison and lost his faith.
今天我们活在这个世界上。
Today in this world.
我们也常常会遇到很多的这个许多的罪坑呢让我们得到这个疑问。
In this world, many times we will encounter sinful pitfalls.
使我们在这样的一个罪坑里边呢我们掉入在这个罪坑当中。
And we trap in these pitfalls.
然后我们也看到呢魔鬼呢最善用这些手段让我们掉在其中。
And we see that devil is very well to scheme all these, very well to register all these schemes to trap us in these pitfalls.
撒旦呢他会用一些的名义地位或者是一些我们所需要的一些东西来引诱我们跌倒。
Satan is very good in seducing us or trap us with all kinds of names.
所以有的人呢就在肉体上被引诱了之后跌倒了。
So people fall in their flesh.
有的人是在信仰上遇到困难的时候跌倒了。
So people fall in their faith when they encounter difficulty.
我们也常常会遇到不同的压力试探。
We often encounter pressure and temptations.
我们会看到有一些人他热心的来侍奉神。
We see people who are very zealously serving the Lord.
但是呢，他却遭遇到不幸的事情。
And yet encounter difficulties.
所以他就会像施洗约一样，神啊，我为了你，我这么爱你，我这么热心侍奉你，为什么会有这些事情临到我呢？
And they will be just like John the Baptist. I love you so much. I serve you so much. Why do I encounter difficulty?
常常因这样的一个事情呢，失去信心而跌倒了。
And yet because the difficulties they fall.
有的人是热心的侍奉神，没有得到称赞，而受到无情的批评、攻击、论断。
Some people receive criticisms and attacks because they serve the Lord.
因此也信心倒退，不再热心侍奉主。
And their faith just fall. They just lost their zealous to serve the Lord.
但是主耶稣却要告诉我们一句话说，凡不因我跌倒的就有福了。
But Jesus said that anyone who does not stumble on account of me should be blessed.
也就是说，在任何事情上，我们对主耶稣永远没有疑惑的人啊，是有福的。没有完全疑惑的是有福的。
Blessed are those, Jesus said, that blessed are those who have no doubts in Jesus.
所以我们要在我们的信仰上呢，我们要做这个不倒翁啊。
So we need to be a spiritual.Tumblr.
我们在侍奉上，在生活上，在信仰的日子里面呢，难免会遇到一些波折。
We will encounter all kinds of circumstances in our faith.
但是我们要靠主刚强，靠着耶稣基督站立的稳。
We should be strong in the Lord.
很多基督徒他们会跌倒，会灰心失望。
Many Christians.Can fall in their faith and become despair.
是因为呢，好像觉得在我有困难的时候，主啊，你好像平凡的人一样，没有对我没有什么帮助。
It's because whenever they encounter difficulties, they do not see the help from Jesus.
为什么你在我遇到难题的时候，你没有显出你的作为来拯救我，来帮助我呢？
How come in all these difficulties I encounter, I do not see your actions in helping me?
就好像使徒约翰一样，我在监狱里边，为什么你还不来呢？
Just like John the Baptist, I'm in prison. How come you don't come and rescue me?
所以我们信徒们常常会跌倒呢，是因为我们在受难的时候而跌倒。
That's why many of us fall is because the situation of difficulty.
使徒约翰是耶稣基督的先锋。
John the Baptist was the forerunner of Jesus.
我们看到他的生活非常的刻苦，非常的勤劳。
He lives a hard life.
他努力地传扬天国的福音，悔改的信息。
He zealously preached the God's message and turned people back to Jesus.
甚至他是住在旷野里边，吃的是蝗虫野蜜。
He lives in the desert and he eats insects.
也就是说，他为了神呢，他愿意付上代价。
He was willing to pay the prices for our Lord.
不断地领人悔改归向真神。
Constantly bringing people back to God.
但是他所得到的结果却换来的是监狱的这个生活。
And yet the results, he ended up in the prison.
所以在这个监狱里边，黑暗的牢狱里边过日子。
We can see that his life in prison.
任何人遇到这样的一个情形啊，
Anyone who encounters this type of life,
都会灰心失望，难免心中会产生一个疑问。
Very naturally, that doubts will grow.
是使徒约翰会觉得我不是罪有应得啊，我不是有罪而被抓，我是因为是讲真理啊。
John the Baptist thinks that all he preached was the truth, and I do not deserve this.
我是因为指着罪恶，为什么会有如此的下场呢？
And I was pointing to the sin, but how come I ended up like this?
所以一个为主忠心的人却落得如此的下场，好像很不值得。
A person who ended up like in the prison seems undeserving.
所以他就灰心失望。
He was despair and he was disappointed.
我们也想到耶稣在钉十字架之前啊。
This brought us to think that right before Jesus was place on the cross.
耶稣告诉他的门徒，
He told his disciples.
他说今夜你们呢要为了我的缘故而跌倒。
Tonight you will fall on account of my name.
但是当彼得听了耶稣的话之后，
But after Peter heard what Jesus said.
彼得说众人都说会跌倒，但是我却永远不会跌倒。
All others will fall, but not me.
但是结果呢？彼得后来因为害怕。
But later, it was because Peter was afraid.
所以呢，他就在因为害怕被捉呢，他就三次不认主。
So he denied Lord Jesus three times.
他就在信仰上呢，就跌倒了。
And he fell.In his faith.
所以他就犯了三次不认主之后，他后来他就为了这个事情而痛哭一场。
He bitterly cried after he denied our Lord Jesus three times.
所以我们看到使徒约翰呢，他开始的时候也是对耶稣的认识非常的清楚。
And we can see that in the beginning, John the Baptist was very clear in his mind about Jesus.
他明白耶稣基督就是上帝的儿子。
He knew that Jesus was the Is the Son of God.
是上帝的羔羊。
He is the Lamb of God.
但是自从他被关在监狱里边之后，
After he was imprisoned,
他在监狱里边一直的等等等耶稣来救他。
He was waiting and waiting in the prison.
但是呢，他却没有听到任何的消息。
And yet he did not receive any messages.
也没有看到耶稣要来监狱里边拯救他的行动。
And he did not see any actions.That shows Jesus was coming.
甚至呢，他听到消息。
Even more, he heard something.
说耶稣因着他下了监之后呢，就离开这个地方，到加利利去传福音了。
He heard that after Jesus received the news about his imprisonment, Jesus went elsewhere to preach gospel.
所以使徒约翰感觉到非常的疑惑。
He was very doubtful about.
为什么耶稣不是来拯救我，而离开这个地方到别处去传道呢？
How come Jesus didn't come to rescue me, but went elsewhere to preach?
约翰他也是像我们一样平凡的人，有血有肉的人。
John the Baptist was just like any one of us.
所以这样一个困境的时候啊，
in difficulties,
他也需要有人来安慰他，鼓励他。
He also needed encouragement and comfort.
他更是需要耶稣在精神上来支持他。
He needs Jesus to support him in his spirit.
但是呢，耶稣不但没有到监狱里边去探望他。
But on the contrary, not only Jesus did not visit him in the prison.
反而离开他，往别处去工作。
Yet, went elsewhere to work.
所以在人情上来说呢，我们好像说耶稣，你这个人是好像不够人情啊。无情无义。
In a man's way and thinking, we might think he's very heartless.
我们也常常会遇到这个情况。
Many times we encounter the same situation.
神啊，为什么我为了你还有苦难呢？
How come I encounter sufferings because of you?
而且我向你祷告，向你求之后呢，这个苦难好像久久不还没有离开呢？
How come I keep praying and this suffering doesn't leave me?
我们常常会有很多的疑问。
We have many doubts.
第二次世界大战的时候，
World War II.
我们读历史，我们都知道希特勒杀害了大概有600万的犹太人啊，把他们杀死。
We know that Hitler had killed over 600 million people.
所以这个对我们读历史的时候，我们来说是一个很凄惨的事情。
To us, this is a very catastrophic situation.
所以特别是犹太人，他们当时呢也不能够接受这样的事。
And the Jewish people at that time cannot receive this fact.
所以大家就会问上帝啊，你到底存在吗？
And so they turn around and question God, Do you really exist?
如果你是一位慈爱的神，
If you are a gracious God,
你怎么会允许这样的一个凄惨的事情发生呢？
You should not allow. How can you allow such things to happen?
所以当人很多的疑问没有得着解决的时候，
When people have doubts and the questions are unanswered,
人就会跌倒。
People fall.
所以使徒约翰在监狱里边啊，
So when John the Baptist was in prison,
他对耶稣就产生了怀疑，开始怀疑了。
So he started growing doubts in his mind about Jesus.
所以他就差派他的两个学生去问耶稣。
So he sent two of his disciples to Jesus.
你们去问耶稣，问他说，他到底是不是我们所等候的弥赛亚？
He sent them to ask Jesus, are you really the Messiah that we have been waiting for?
问耶稣，你是不是我们所要等候的那一位？
Are you the one that we have been waiting for?
还是我们要等候别人？
Are we waiting for someone else?
所以耶稣遇到门徒们问他这两个问题，这个问题的时候，
When Jesus encountered these questions,
耶稣就对施洗约翰的门徒说，
So he replied, Jesus replied,
你们回去告诉施洗约翰，
Go back and tell John the Baptist.
就是把你们所听见的所看见的告诉他。
Go back and report to John what you hear and what you see.
什么是他们所听见所看见的呢？
What are they?
耶稣没有说你们去告诉他，是的，我就是那弥赛亚，没有，是把你们所听见所看见的告诉施洗约翰。
Jesus did not tell them to go back to tell them that yes, I am the one. But instead, he told them to go back to report to John what you see and what you hear.
门徒们所看见的所听见的就是耶稣能够让瞎眼的得到看见。
What the disciples see and hear is that the blind receive light.
瘸子得着耶稣的医治能够起来行走。
The lame receive healing and can walk.
长大麻风的得着耶稣的医治洁净了。
And the leprosy were cleansed by Jesus' healing.
聋子也听可以听见了。
The deaf can hear.
甚至死人可以从死里复活。
Even the dead can raise and become alive.
所以耶稣的意思告诉他们说，你们把这些所看见的，就是我所行的一切，告诉施洗约翰。
So he told the disciples, just go and tell John all these things.
因为我所行的一切呢，就是已经证明了我就是神的儿子。
Because all these things I have done that proves I am the Messiah.
我所教导你们的，你们所看见我所行的，就已经证明了我就是那一位你们所要等候来临的那一位弥赛亚，就是基督。
Whatever I have preached, whatever I have done has proved that I was the coming Messiah.
也就是在告诉施洗约翰的门徒。
And the same time that he was telling the disciples.
所以你们回去的时候告诉他说他没有等错人。
So the disciple went back to John the Baptist and told him that he had not waited for the wrong person.
要施洗约翰坚定地相信，不要产生疑惑。
They told John to sit fast on his faith.
虽然多时候当我们疑惑的时候，
So whenever we have doubts,
我们要从神的话语里边得着答案。
We should have complaints to receive answers.
很多时候呢，我们也常常会因着人的行为，让我们灰心，也让我们失望，离开神。
Many times we feel despair and disappointed because what others done to us.
圣经教导我们说神是慈爱的。
The Bible teach us that God is a loving one.
但是有时候我们却看到在我们生活中呢，神没有向我们彰显他的慈爱的时候啊。
But oftentimes in our daily lives, when God's loving come upon us,
我们就会跌倒，会灰心。
When we don't see the love of God come upon us, we become disappointed and despaired.
印度英雄就是这个甘地啊，甘地先生。
The hero of India, Gandhi.
他的生平里边告诉我们说，他在求学的时代，求学的时代，他在读书的时代，他在读书求学的时代。
Oh, okay.When he was receiving education, when he was still a young man.
据说呢，那个时候呢，他是非常专心、非常热心的去读圣经。
He was very interested and earnestly studying Bible.
特别呢，他对耶稣的登山宝训的教导非常的敬佩、佩服。
Especially he liked to read the part about the teaching on the mount.
他认为基督教的信仰啊。
He believed in the Christianity.
对将来印度这个国家的发展呢是很有影响力。
Has great influence for the progress of the building of India.
所以他就很想更仔细的、更努力、更专心去研读圣经。
So you want to spend more effort in studying Bible.
有一天呢，他带着一个非常喜乐的心，兴高采烈的到教会要参加崇拜。
So he was very So one day he came to church with a very grateful heart.
没想到当他来到教会的门口的时候啊。
Unexpectedly, when he came to the door of the church,
教会的那个招待人呢，就走上去拦住他。
The usher of the church stopped him.
然后轻轻地对他说。
And speak softly in his ears.
如果你很想参加崇拜会。
If you like to come to the worship.
你可以到那边另外一间专专是为黑人预备的。
You can go to the other room that is prepared for black people.
所以这个甘地先生听了这个招待人的话之后。
So after he received this message from the usher.
他就手里拿着圣经，他就立刻掉头走了。
So with Bible carried in his arm, he turned around and left.
从此他就不再去任何一间教堂了。
From then on, he never recognized Christianity.
也就是说，从此呢，他就因此而跌倒了。
And from then on, he fell.
所以呢，我们常常呢，也会因做一些的事情呢，很容易跌倒。
So it's the same situation that many that times we fell because of our faith.
我们先思想一下，跌倒到底是什么意思
？What does it mean to fall in your faith?
跌倒呢，就好像一个猎人了。
It's like a hunter.
他为了要去猎物，然后要打猎。
He wants to go hunt for a trap.
这个猎人呢，就会在他的猎地呢设计了一些的陷阱。
And he would set up a trap.
他就要让这些不知情的动物呢不小心的掉在他的陷阱里边。
He would try all kinds of ways to make the target to fall in his trap.
如果真的有一只动物掉到这个猎人所设的陷阱里边，
if the animal actually did fall in the trap that the hunter set up,
也就是说这只动物呢，它就面临危险，甚至死亡。
This animal will surely face will encounter difficult danger and die.
所以呢，当我们对主、对一些事情而灰心跌倒的时候
，So when we become despair and disappointed in the Lord，
我们就好像这个动物一样掉落在这个陷阱里边了。
We're just like this animal that will fall in this trap。
所以耶稣要使实验的门徒回去之后，你们告诉你们的老师。
That's why Jesus wants John wants the disciples to go back and tell John the Baptist.
不要让任何我就是耶稣基督所做的事情呢，使你产生怀疑。
Do not fall on account of me.
而是你掉落在魔鬼所设的圈套陷阱里边。
Do not fall in the traps of the devil.
而让你失去了神要赐给你的福气。
And lost the blessing that God wants to give you.
我认识一个女传道。
I know a female preacher.
什么意思？传道人。
Preacher.
Yeah. 那么她是一个在这个七年的事工中非常的有恩赐。
She has great gift in serving.
教会的青少年弟兄都很喜欢跟她在一起，那个青年团契的事工不断的增长。
Brothers and sisters all liked her very much, and the youth group, the member of the youth group.
有一次呢，他就度假回到他的爸爸妈妈的地方去。
He went back to his parents on a holiday.
然后两个星期之后，他就要回来教会继续侍奉了。
After 2 weeks, he returned.
当他的飞机呢要降落的时候。
When the plane was about landing.
那天天气比较不这么明朗，所以呢飞机不小心。翅膀飞着翅膀呢，就打到这个树的这个树枝啊，树干。
When the time was landing, the weather wasn't very clear that day, so the one wing of the plane hit a tree.
整架飞机呢就这样坠落了。
So the plane crashed.
这个女传道呢就在当中，她就这样离开世界了。
And she died.
所以当时呢，我们呢，也就是所有的青年人呢，都不能够接受这个事情。
All the young people when she served cannot receive this truth.
我们就会问神说：“神，我们不明白为什么。”
So they all turn around and ask God why.
他在教会里边把这个青年人的事工做得这么好。
She served God and put together such a wonderful group.
青年事工不断的在发展的时候，神为什么你把他借走了？
Just in the growing of this group, why did the Lord took her away?
所以我们都很难的接受。
It's hard for people to receive this news.
一直到他出殡礼拜安葬的礼拜的那一天。
Until the date of her memorial service.
他的妈妈就站起来讲话。
Her mother stood up and said.
他的妈妈说：“我舍弃了这个我所爱的女儿。”
Her mother said, "I lost my daughter."
心里边非常的难过。
I'm very sad.
虽然我不晓得神为什么在这他这么年轻的时候带他离开。
Although I do not know the reason why Jesus took her away in such a young life.
但是呢，我还是感谢主。
But yet I still thank God.
因为神，我在祷告中，神向我显明了他的心意。
Because in my prayer, God revealed His will.
神告诉我说，你的女儿在世上的工作，在世上为我工作的日子告一段落，已经，我告诉她，我给她的工作到这个地方，到这个时刻为止了。
I have told, because God told me that the work of your daughter on this world is ended.
所以现在我把她接回来到我的怀中。
So I have received her back in my bosom.
因为神对她的妈妈说，我保护他，我照顾他，比你照顾他更好。
The mother said that because I take better care of her than you.
原来呢，这个女传道呢，她在检查身体的时候，医生告诉她说，她得了这个鱼种病，也是属于癌症的那一类。
When she was alive, the doctor told the lady preacher that she already has cancer.
所以她妈妈说，她最近呢，这个病呢，病情呢，让她站的时候呢，也看不清楚，好像整个东西都会摇摇晃晃的。
So she has already told her mother that she could not see clearly when she was standing.
所以我的女儿常常告诉我妈妈，这个病呢，让我非常的痛苦。
So she told her mom that this disease really made me suffer.
她从来没有跟教会的任何人说她有这个病，也没有告诉我们说她因着这个病了，她心里边她身体很难受。
She never told anyone about this illness, nor told anyone about the feeling of this illness.
所以她的妈妈说，她神给她极大的安慰，神说，我保护她，我看顾她，比你照顾她更好。
That's why the mother said.Told the congregation that I will give her better care than you do.
因为她现在已经脱离了这个病痛所带来给她的痛苦。
Because she has departed now from this illness.
她也完成了神托付她在地上的工作。
And she has fulfilled the work on this earth that God has given her.
回到上帝的地方。
And now she has returned to God.
享受安息。
Enjoy the peace.
所以很多时候呢，一些事情我们实在是很不明白，神你为什么要这样做？
That's why many things that in our lives we do not understand why.
但是当我们面对一些事情我们不明白的时候，耶稣告诉我们说，不要硬做，神要这样做，而你跌倒，你就失去了神的赐福。
Do not fall on account. That's why Jesus said, "Do not fall on account of me."
我们看到保罗，他也是为了传福音的缘故，他很多次被关在监狱里面。
And we see Paul the same reason that he was in prison many times.
他受了福音的缘故，他也受苦，被人打。
Because of gospel, he was beaten.
但是呢，保罗在监狱受苦的时候，他不但没有埋怨，他反而赞美上帝。
And yet Paul did not complain.When he suffered, on the contrary, he praised God.
因为他清楚知道耶稣基督就是人类的救赎主，是他的神。
Because clearly he knows in his heart, that Jesus is the Savior of the world.
所以保罗知道耶稣所做的每一件事情都是按照天父的心意去做。
That's why he did everything in accordance to God's will.
所以就算是今天保罗在监狱里边，他也知道神为他安排的都是好的。
Even today, if Paul is still in prison, he knows that whatever God planned for him is all good.
所以他能够在面对任何的情况的时候，无论怎样的遭遇，他仍然对耶稣基督没有产生疑惑。
That's why he never had any doubts about Jesus when he was in any kind of difficulties or catastrophes.
所以主耶稣对他的使徒的门徒说，不要烦，不因我跌倒的人是有福的。
That's why Jesus told his disciples, blessed is anyone who does not stumble on account of me.
今天神仍然对我们说话。
Today, Jesus still speaks to us.
你看耶稣 对他的门徒说了之后，门徒们告诉了使徒约翰之后。
So, after Jesus told the disciple, and disciple went on to tell John the Baptist.
使徒约翰的疑惑呢就被挪去了，就被拿走了。
His doubts was totally removed.
今天神也是对我们说话。
Today, Lord still speaks to us.
神的话仍然一样能够挪去我们对他所产生的疑惑。
Only God's word can remove all our doubts.
所以呢，我们如果偶尔遇到一些困难，遇到一些事情，我们不可以跌倒。
So.Do not fall, okay, when we encounter difficulties occasionally.
就算是你真的跌倒了，你还是要从跌倒当中站起来。
If you actually did fall in your faith, you must stand up from where you fell.
跌倒了，再站起来。
Fall, but stand up again.
有一个教授，他被邀请到一个著名的大学里边去演讲。
A professor was invited to talk in a famous university.
当校长带领这个教授要走上讲台的时候
when the principal of the university led the professor to the platform,
可能是地上很滑
maybe it was quite slippery on the floor.
所以这个教授呢，他就走到中间的时候呢，就摔了一跤。
So he fell as he was approaching the platform.
所以在场的学生还有在场的听众看了之后呢，全部哄堂大笑。
And all the crowd started laughing.
还有那些校长啊老师们呢都非常的尴尬很不好意思
and the faculties felt quite embarrassed
但是这位教授啊
but this professor
他就不慌不忙地站起来
he walked slowly towards the platform
然后好像没有什么事情若无其事的
and like nothing happened
然后就拍拍手上的这个灰尘 衣服的灰尘
and he dusted off the dust from his sleeves
整理一下衣服
and straighten his clothes,
就走上台前来
and he walked up to the platform.
所以当他一旦在讲台的时候
as he was standing on the platform,
他就向所有的听众所有的学生说
and said to the crowd,
人生就是这样
this is life,
跌倒了再爬起来
you fall and you stand up again,
若是又再跌倒了
if one falls again,
重新的再爬起来
Then stand up again.
这个是那个教授当天的开场白呀、啊，演讲的开场白。
This is the opening speech of that professor.
他真的是现身说法了。
He told what he actually happened.
演讲完了之后
，After the speech,
所有在场的听众和学生们
，The whole audience
都深深的被他的精神所感动。
They were all moved by his.Courage.
他们就永远记住那位教授所讲的话，人生就是这样，跌倒了再爬起来，再跌倒再爬起来。
That his message was that this is life. You fall, you stand up. You fall again, you stand up again.
诗篇圣经尼迦书呢也告诉我们说，
是很多 Micah
呀，很多的仇敌呢向我们夸赞，向我们夸耀。
Many of our enemies gloat over to us.
这个仇敌呢，可能就是苦难、攻击、批评、论断一些不公的对待。
Our enemies will mistreat us with criticisms and attacks.
但是呢，圣经却说呢，你这些仇敌不要向我夸耀。
But the Bible tells us, do not gloat over me.
虽然你可以攻击我，让我跌倒。
Although you can attack me and make me fall.
但是呢，我却可以靠神再站起来。
And yet I can stand up again by the strength of our Lord.
虽然你好像把我放在这个黑暗里边
Although you have placed me in darkness.
但是在黑暗中呢有神我的神耶和华他要做我的光啊
But in the dark, The Lord our God is my light.
也就是说，我在任何的情况困难当中呢，我仍然是不倒翁。
In the same word, in the same way is, even though I'm in such difficulties, I'm just like a Humpty Dumpty.
因为耶和华我的神是我的后盾，是我的盾牌。
Because the Lord is my shield.
箴言书所罗门王呢也告诉我们说，一人虽然跌倒七次，就是很多次了。
In the book of Proverbs, it also said that although the righteous fall seven times,
却仍然要被兴起。
They rise again.
所以义人哦，就是义人是谁呢？义人就是敬畏上帝的人。
Who are the righteous? Are the ones who respect God.
虽然跌倒，但是神仍然要让他重新站立起来。
So even the righteous fall, they will stand up again.
他是不倒翁啊。
He is a Humpty Dumpty.
我们看看那些上帝所使用的人。
Let's look at some of the people, believers that God used.
他们常常是失败或者是跌倒又站起来的人。
Many times these people, fail and but yet they stand up again.
就好像彼得一样。
Just like Peter.
我们可以说彼得是一个失败的门徒。
We can say that Peter was a failure.
竟然三次不认主跌倒了。
He even denied Jesus three times and lost in his faith.
但是呢，他却从跌倒当中又重新站起来，被主大大使用。
Yet he stood up from where he fell.
所以我们要记住耶稣所说的话：不因我而跌倒的，更为有福。
So we need to remember what Jesus said. Blessed is anyone who do not stumble on account of my name.
今天我们活在这个世界上。
Today in this world.
我们难免会遇到苦难，是免不了的。
It is inevitable that we encounter difficulties and sufferings.
在我们的信心的道路上。
In our path of faith.
我们也常常会遇到一些的挫折。
We encounter difficulties.
所以我们遇到困难，遇到挫折的时候。
In obstacles and difficulties.
就常常会令我们对神产生了怀疑。
It, that can cause us to have doubts about God.
让我们记住神的话。
Let's remember God's word.
神说不要怀疑，只要信。
God says, do not doubt, but believe.
所以自从耶稣告诉了他的耶稣使用的门徒怎么样的回答施洗约翰之后。
Since, ever since Jesus,replied to the disciples of John the Baptist.
施洗约翰重新重拾他的信心，失落的信心重新拾起回来。
John the Baptist,regain his faith.
他得到了主耶稣宝贵的教训之后。
He received the precious teaching, the words from Jesus.
我们在读圣经的时候看到施洗约翰直到他被斩头为止啊。
We read Bible and we know that till the end when John the Baptist was, killed.
从此呢不再听到他对耶稣还有什么的疑惑了。
We never hear until that point to the time he was killed, he did not complain again.
我们看到的是施洗约翰勇敢地面对死亡。
We see that when he was facing death.
虽然他知道他为主，他为了神，为了天国的福音，他要付上这么大的代价。
Even though he knew he need to pay such a great price for the kingdom of heaven.
甚至要牺牲自己的生命。
Even to lost his life.
忍受眼前所受的侮辱和痛苦。
To endure the sufferings and the insults.
他不再跌倒了。
Yet he did not fall again.
所以各位弟兄姐妹，
brothers and sisters,
在我们的生活当中，
in our lives,
我们在信仰的道路上常常也是会有起起伏伏。
We, in the path of faith, there are ups and downs.
我们所遇到的环境也常常带给我们很大的考验。
And our circumstances give us great
trials. 但是耶稣提醒我们，耶稣提醒我们说，不要因此而跌倒。
So Jesus reminded us, do not fall on account of all these.
有考验，有困难的时候，
when you have difficulties,
总要有坚定的毅力。
You must have a strong perseverance.
无论环境怎么样的变迁，
no matter how the circumstances change,
无论遇到任何的考验和试验，
no matter what kind of test and trials you face,
要记着靠着主站立得住。
You must stand firm in the Lord.
要坚强，做不倒翁。
Must be strong and firm like a Humpty Dumpty.
靠着主克服一切的那种的精神啊。
To overcome all the difficulties in the spirit like Jesus.
在神的面前做一个，在人的面前做一个得胜的基督徒。
To be a victorious believer in people, among people.
希腊有一个神话这样讲啊。
There is a myth in Greek.
讲到说有一个大力士。
It's a
大力士。Hercules.
Hercules.
这个大力士呢，他从来呢不会被打倒的。
He can never be overcome by anyone.
因为他很强壮嘛，哈。
Because he was very strong.
就算是有时候呢，他真的被击倒了之后啊。
Even though sometimes he was beaten down.
啊，这个是神话。这个时候告诉我，这个大力士就是被击倒了，当他的手呢一触到这个地上的时候。
This is just a myth.When ever he was beaten down and his hand was about to touch the ground,
他就得出更大的力量，让他重新的再站起来，爬起来。
And he can receive an even stronger strength to lift him up from the ground.
如此呢，他就是永远不会被击倒。
And that's why he was never getting beaten down.
一碰到地上，又有力量站起来了。
And whenever he touched the ground, there's another strength that he can stand up again.
我们在信仰的道路上也常常要如此。
In the path of faith, we often need to be like that.
有时候呢，你会灰心，会失败。
Sometimes you fail, sometimes you feel despair.
好像是被打倒了。
Just like getting beaten down.
你要重新得着力量是怎么样呢？
How do you regain the strength?
赶快的，随时的祷告。
Pray.
求神赐给你力量
，Ask God to give you strength，
以至于可以在跌倒的地方再站起来
，So you can stand up from where you fell。
因为圣经说，我们祷告的时候，魔鬼看到的时候呢，就害怕逃跑了。
Because when we pray, the devil sees and he will escape。
这样呢，我们就永远不会被击倒了。
That's how we will never get beaten down。
所以有一句话这样说。
There's a saying.
一个最属灵的基督徒啊。
The most spiritual believer.
都是带着伤痕的。
Often carries many scars with him.
一个得胜者他所带的冠冕。
The crowns of a victorious one.
是闪着亮光的。
Is bright and shiny.
也就是说，一个得胜、一个属灵的基督徒，他不会没有伤痕。
In another word, there must be scars on a victorious.Believer.
他借着这样的一个伤痕呢，反而得着一个闪亮发光的荣耀冠冕。
With the scars, he placed with a bright and shiny crown.
所以，如果今天我们为了神、为了主、为了教会的事工，我们稍微受了一点的委屈
，So if we felt a hurt because of the service in the Lord,
让我们不要因此而灰心、而跌倒、而失望。
Let's not be.Despaired and disappointed.
就算是很多人不了解，不明白。
Even though many people misunderstood you.
让我们永远记得神啊，将来你的奖赏、你的荣耀是永远的，是可能的。
Let's remember, always remember that your crown is forever and is possible.
所以呢，我们就要学习操练一个功课，就是遭受打击、遭遇到挫折的时候。
So we need to practice a lesson.
甚至为了主受苦，很多人对你的批评论断的时候。
So when we suffer for the Lord and when you receive many criticisms.
让我们永远记住耶稣所说的话。
Let's always remember what Jesus said.
凡不因我跌倒的。
Anyone who does not stumble on account of me.
就有福了。
And it is blessed.
有一个老先生，一个老基督徒啊。
There's an old Christian.
他在他的房子的房顶上啊。
He was on his roof.
他放了一个风向标，知道吗？就是朝着风吹的时候转的啊。
He placed a wind, what's
it called?
A windmill.
嗯。所以他在这个风向标上面呢，写着三个字：神是爱。
He carved three words on this windmill.
God is love. 就有人问这个老弟兄。
So someone asked this brother.
他说你把神是爱写在当中啊，写在上面啊。
When you place the three words on the windmill,
然后这个风扇飘了，现在许多风转来转去，转来转去。
And the windmill turns around and round.
这样呢，是在告诉我们神的爱呢，是没有可靠的咯，没有方向，一直转转转，没有不可靠。
It kind of seemed to represent that the love of God has no directions.
他说你们错了。
You're wrong, he told them.
意思呢，正好是相反的。
On the contrary, what it meant.
神的爱这三个字在风向标，随着风转来转去，转来转去。
God's love on this windmill.
正好告诉我们一件事情。
Tells us one thing.
不管风向哪一方面，哪一个方向吹。
No matter which way the wind blows.
神的爱是永远的。
God's love is forever.
也就是说，无论是这样吹，无论是这样吹，无论是怎么样吹，无论是任何的环境，神的爱是永远不改变。
No matter how the wind blows, no matter what the circumstances are, God's love is the same.
所以，让我们紧紧记住这句话：神的爱是任何环境的情况之下永远不改变的。
So let's remember that.God's love will never change, no matter what the circumstances.
台湾有一位基督徒诗人。
There's a Christian poet in Taiwan.
在他的生活中呢，常常在侍奉上呢，也是遇到了一些的痛苦的事情。
He also encountered difficulties in his serving life.
然后呢，他在非常痛苦的时候，他就写下了这样的一首诗啊。
So he wrote down a poem.
他说神啊我侍奉你但是呢好像看不到有什么祝福也好像看不到什么恩典、
Lord God I serve you and yet I did not see any blessings from you
他就向神祷告他向神祷告说神啊我看不见了怎么办
What should I do
但是神给他的答案说你要有信心就算是看不见要有信心走下去继续侍奉
God told him that you must have faith and keep on walking
他说我做你的儿女我身为基督徒但是我的生活常常有很多的不平的道路好像暴风雨一样
The Lord I am your child but my path is like storms all the time
有了暴风雨人还能够快乐吗
Do you think a person can be happy in the storm
但是主说是你的生命有暴风雨但是你仍然要赞美
The Lord says, it is the storm in your life, but you still need to stand firm.
然后他就跟上帝说，主啊，我不会，我不会，我的心里忧愁到歌都不能够唱了，怎么能够这样？
But this Christian replied, I cannot do so. My life is torn apart.
然后他说，
torn apart, how can I stand
我常常为了神被伤害。
I often get hurt because of God.
心里非常的气愤。
I'm very angry in my heart.
要向神求神自行公义伸冤。
I ask God for His righteousness.
神就告诉他说：“饶恕吧，饶恕那个人。
”Forgive those people.
我侍奉你的时候，很多人抵挡我，我好像很孤单，来为你工作。
When I serve you, many people try to block my way to serve you.
神说你的道路好像是在旷野，但是呢，你却要得胜，靠着我得胜。
The Lord told him that even though your path is seem to be in the desert, but yet you need to depend on.
神啊，你为什么要求这样呢？我怎么能够？我这么软弱。
This old Christian said, "How can I do that?"
然后呢，他就听到耶稣对他说。
And he heard what Jesus said.
我在世上的时候，这个黑夜，你所走的路我都走过了。
When I was on earth, what you have walked, I walked also.
所以你的忧愁，你的软弱，我都知道，我都明白。
All your sadness, all your weakness, I understand.
所以我能够分担你的痛苦。
That's why I can take part in your suffering.
我也已经战胜了死亡。
I have overcome death.
所以我可以担当你的软弱。
So I can carry your burden.
所以当他听到耶稣对他这样讲的时候，
When he heard what Jesus told him,
他说神啊，我看到了我的软弱，也看到了我的痛苦。
Lord, so he replied, Lord, I see my own suffering and I see my own difficulties.
更是呢，看到我在软弱痛苦的时候，你与我同在。
I can especially feel the presence of you in my suffering and in my weakness.
甚至用你的话语来激励我、扶持我、带领我。
God used His warm words from the Bible to encourage.
所以他说：“主啊，我学习到了，我会了，我学会了。”
So he replied to Jesus, "Yes, I have learned."
因为当我好像不明白的时候，看不见神你到底在哪里的时候，你的话给我信心。
Because when in difficulties, your word become my strength.
当我好像在非常困难的时候，但是我越赞美你，我越有力量啊。
When I was in my difficulties, the more I rely on you, the more strength I receive.
所以他向主献上感谢。
So he's presented his thanks to God.
他说：“因为你给我力量，解决了我的问题。”
Because you have given me strength to resolve my difficulties.
就算是在痛苦当中，在被伤害当中呢，是你的爱让我可以彼此饶恕，彼此接纳。
It's just like we are willing to forgive others in our sufferings and weaknesses.
也让我感觉到在孤单无助的时候。
And especially in our loneliness.
也是你的名让我得力量、刚强、得胜。
The Lord can give us strength.
就说主啊，我要谢谢你。
And you can say, Lord, I want to thank you.
所以这位诗人呢，这位姐妹呢，她写了之后呢，她就交给台湾的一个圣歌团啊。
So after she wrote this poet, she gave it to one of the praise
一个 group 圣歌团，
所以他们 a praising organization，
所以他们就谱上曲之后呢，成为一首非常动听的一首诗歌。
And they put together a song。
所以每一次，有时候我们在人的道路上痛苦、失望、难过的时候，让我们知道神你的话是我的力量，你的话给我信心，你的恩典够我用。
So in the path of difficulties, we must hold fast that God is our strength. God can resolve our difficulties.
像保罗所说的一句话。
Just like what Paul said.
无论怎么样，任何的环境。
No matter what kind of circumstances.
都不能叫我跟上帝的爱隔绝。
Cannot depart me from Jesus.
甚至保罗说，是刀剑吗？是痛苦吗？是赤身肉体吗？是饥饿吗？都不是，不能叫我这些事情都不能够叫我与上帝的爱隔绝。
He said, "Is it hunger? Is it starvation? Is it nakedness?" No, none of these can take me apart from Jesus.
因为神的爱，无论在怎么样的环境之下，永远不离开，永远不改变。
No matter what the circumstances cannot depart me from Jesus.
所以不倒翁的精神。
It is the spirit of a tumbler.
就是当你面对莫名其妙的试炼的时候，你的信心永远没有动摇。
When you encounter unexpected trials, Jesus is your strength.
不倒翁的精神就是面对无法解开的问题、奥秘的时候，不以为意。我知道神，你就是答案，主耶稣就是我的答案。
Because when we encounter questions that's not answered, we know that Jesus is the answer.
因为今天你还不给我解决，不给我答案，有你的意思在其中。
Even though I do not receive answers from you today, but I know there's will in these difficulties.
不倒翁的精神就是不因此而离开主，不因此而跌倒。
The spirit of a tumbler is that you do not leave Lord for any reason.
直到神来，你的时间到了，这个旨意呢就被成就。
Only when the due time comes, the will shall be fulfilled.
所以让我们对主说：“主啊，我不会因着你而跌倒。”
So let's tell the Lord that I will not fall on account of you.
因为我要做一个在你的面前是有福的人。
Because I want to be a witness to the world.
让我们靠着主过一个得胜的基督徒。
Let's be a victorious Christian by the strength of our Lord.
有这个不倒翁的精神来见证神的作为和他的恩典。
With the spirit of a tumbler to witness the spirit of Christ.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
天父上帝，你就是那一位全能主。
Heavenly Father, you are the Almighty One.
是我们一生信靠的神。
is the one that we rely on all our lives.
虽然在人生的道路上难免有起起不平的道路。
Even though there are ups and downs in our life.
但是我们相信你就是那一位在旷野开道路，在沙漠开江河的神。
We believe you're the one who opened the way in the desert and created flows in the desert.
主，我们有你这一位伟大的主来做我们的神，做我们生命的主，我们是何等的有福。
We have you as our God. It's such an amazing thing.
我们需要你天天的带领我们。
Please lead us in our daily lives.
也让我们常常时时刻刻亲近你，得着属天的力量，来奔走永生得胜的道路。
So let's come draw near you every day so we can have strength.
让我们的人生，让我们的生命